2018 Grants meeting to order. Or what is today? September 10th, sorry. I just read the date on the paper. September 10th, 2018. All right, do a roll call. Judy.
Present.
Jesse.
Yes.
Chrissy.
Here.
Ann.
Here.
Bruce.
Here.
Liz.
Here.
Erica.
Here.
Myself. Take this moment to do a moment of silence for Helen Hawkins. Thank you. If I say she'll be missed. Longtime member of this committee. Approval of minutes for the Grants Committee meeting, August 6th, 2018. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bruce, second by Ann. All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of minutes for special grants meeting from August 16th, 2018.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Liz, second by Gussie. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any public comment? I was gonna do it later. All right, approval of reports, there are none. Moving on to new business, bills and purchase requests, one page of it. Anybody have any comments or concerns? If not, I'll accept a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Liz, second by Ann. Judy.
Yes.
Jesse.
Yes.
Chrissy.
Yes.
Ann.
Yes.
Bruce.
Aye.
Liz.
Yes.
Erica.
Yes.
Next, a resolution authorizing the submission of the 2019 Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP, grant application for the County of Madison, Illinois, and fact sheet. Anybody want to speak to this or have any comments or concerns? I think we're all pretty familiar with LIHEAP. If not, accept the motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Gussie, second by Ann. Judy?
Yes.
Gussie?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Liz?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
All right, next, resolution authorizing a UDAG low interest rate loan to the Village of East Alton in the fact sheet. Sam?
The Village of East Alton has applied for a $750,000 loan to help rehab the Eastgate Plaza. It's going to be a 10-year loan at 4% interest. And we have some members of East Alton here that would be guys going to talk to the project at all.
Sure. I'm Mayor Silkwood. I just want to say, we brought the owner, so if you have any hard questions, he's going to talk to you. But I can't tell you, if you've been through the Route 3 corridor, and if you've seen the work that's being done on Eastgate Plaza, you're going to be very pleased. We are very pleased. Many of those spaces haven't been leased in over 30 years. So at one time, for all those that have lived in the area for a long time, Eastgate Plaza was a destination shopping area years ago. We're very happy with local ownership is willing to take on such a challenging project. And we have good news is that he's getting such interest in building out for stores that's what brings us here today is so we can do some build outs. But if you have any questions or if you want to hear him present what he has and what the money specifically is going to be used for. But if you get a chance to come through Route 3 corridor, take a look over there, and you'll be pleasantly surprised at how far in 8 short months that he's actually really hitting it and getting it. So this is Todd Kennedy, the owner. So
hello.
Mr. Kennedy, before you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go on. You do have potential tenants already?
We do. Okay. We actually have some tenants already, then we have others with a letter of intent, and then
Just on our way here to on our way here for this meeting, we have I don't want to say their name yet, but we do have a large fitness company looking for 10,000 square feet. We have a hardware, a longtime hardware, True Value hardware company wanting to come there. We have a letter of intent from a major grocer for the corner spot, which used to be Aldi's. Right. We do have a video gaming spot that's already been leased. We have the elite hockey training facility, which is leased 5,800 square feet next to the hockey rink. And the owner of that is actually looking, I have a meeting with him tomorrow and one of his business partners to do a coffee shop thing out in the parking lot, kind of a drive-through coffee shop because of the 124 cars that do the ride share program with Madison County Transit. And then we have an insurance agent and just a few other little people that have either have leases in hand or letters of intent or very close to that.
So what is the anchor store that you're
Save a Lot?
Save a Lot.
We haven't signed the deal yet, so I'm not sure if we want to publish that or not, but mm-hmm. We have the letter of intent. It goes in front of their committee in less than 2 weeks. I just sent over the parking lot. They required 70 parking spaces. We just sent over four different options to them, actually on the right here, to give them more than 70 in any of the four options.
Okay.
So it's a 35-year, it's a 10-year lease with five-year options.
I'm just curious what, because it's my understanding that Save a Lot is connected with Shop and Save and Super Value.
There's no connection with Shop and Save.
Okay.
Shop and Save has filed bankruptcy.
Right.
Save a Lot and Shop and Save have no connection whatsoever.
Okay.
And Super Value is exactly.
It's not part of Save a Lot there. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
Yes.
What's there now? It's a Julia's Banquet Center.
Julia's Banquet Center and Dollar General.
That's it.
An AMC movie theater.
Oh, well, yeah. Which and those won't be affected. Those are staying.
They're all staying. Actually, I'm negotiating with Tabitha tomorrow on Dollar General. We'd love for them to stay, but we need for them to do something to their facility. Mm-hmm. I offered to rebuild them. Their space is 8,533 square feet. Right next door is 8,533. Said, I will build you a new space and you move over, and they weren't interested in that. Mm-hmm. But they can't stay looking the way it does mm-hmm. because it would be an eyesore in the middle of a brand new shopping center. So that's what our conversation tomorrow is.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they've been paying the same rent since 1959.
Wow.
So we would need them to pay something a little more.
That's really young.
But AMC,
that must be a magic year for you.
AMC's lease is good. They have a couple options through 2026. And we have offered them, which is another reason why we're looking for some more funding out there. If they will do $1.5 million, $2 million remodel on the inside of their property, then I will remodel the outside of their new roof, new paint. I've already repaired all their holes and given them new parking lights this week. They had some Ephus or stucco that was damaged. I repaired all that, but I'm waiting for them to give me permission to paint their building because it needs to be painted. But unfortunately, that takes all these big companies take a little bit of time to get them to agree to. Even if you're giving them something, they still take time.
So. I see that you're going to use TIF funds and business district funds. So this is in the business district.
Randy could speak to that more than I could, but yes, we're using both funds to do the project.
Yeah, it's in the East Alton TIF and the business district. We have two different, we have the Wilshire right. TIF and business district and the East Gate for East Alton.
Okay, TIF. And this falls in that business district.
Yeah, there's 100 acres total that are included in those two mm-hmm. on that side of town.
Now, has the business district been in existence long enough to give that kind of loan or provide that kind of money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can address that a little bit. The business district was formed about 13 years ago.
Okay.
So we've done a commitment of $1 million in the business district and $1 million in the TIF district.
Mm-hmm.
And we're using revenues from within the district, not including any numbers from Eastgate, so we're not betting on any comments, which is it's what's already available. So we're hoping by the time he gets to phase two, which is the build out, and he's already getting inquiries about building in the outlots there, the numbers would be even higher. So we're real excited about that. But it's you know 13 you know it's happening overnight. It started 13 years ago.
And to that point, I've missed one. I apologize. Once the Save-A-Lot deal is signed, the Rally's deal in the outlot will be signed. It's not exactly who I was looking for in our outlot, but it's a good tenant, and they don't use a lot of footprint, so it still leaves enough room for some other outlot tenants.
Mr. Chairman, can I say something? This is in my district, and this is very near and dear to our heart. Like Joe said, this was a big deal back when we were kids, and this will be a domino effect. We get this loan, things are going to start happening. We're going to start getting people in here. It's going to be upward 100 jobs, I mean, new jobs. So it's a big deal for a village of East Alton.
We're projecting, to that point, we're projecting somewhere between 250 to 500 jobs. There's 34 or 35 spaces, depending on how somebody could want two. And it's just, if you just do the simple math, if somebody brought in 10 employees, and that's 350 jobs, of that, at least 70% of them would be full-time equivalents. Save-A-Lot is obviously way more jobs than that, and so would the true value.
Any other questions? This is $750,000, 4% interest over a 10-year period. Anybody's interested?
So
I accept the motion.
Second.
And seconded by Chrissy. Judy?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Liz?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Okay.
I brought these if you'd like to have them, just as what it's going to look like when it's done. So one side is actually complete. The roof is finished today. So this is kind of the overall look, and then the one behind it is the food court. And the food court's been done for about a month. So, and then here's the food court. The only thing missing in the food court is people. But the space is there. But yeah, the trees didn't quite make the journey very well. So they're there, but they don't have a lot of leaves, unfortunately. We did it in the heat of June, and they got heat shock. So, but Crane Tree Farm swears to me that they're going to come back. But these are for you to keep if you'd like. And I printed them off before we left. I'm sitting right here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on. Jim Alexander here?
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. All right, Mr. Alexander.
Thank you very much. I know I've only got a brief time, so I will get right to the point. So first, my colleague Tabitha Saris and I from the St. Louis Regional Chamber want to begin by thanking you, Madison County, for your long-term ongoing support of the St. Louis Regional Chamber and our economic development efforts. You've been a great supporter. We're extremely grateful, and we really appreciate the partnership. That's the best place to start. Second, I've been an economic development professional for over 30 years, worked throughout the St. Louis region as well as a lot of other places around the country. So I think one of the things that our team brings to regional economic development is a lot of experience and great partners like we have with John Nations, the Bi-State, and the regional freightways. So working together is how we really get things done. So what are you paying for with your investment in the chamber? Who are we, really? Very simply, we're a regional economic development organization focused on bringing new companies and new jobs to the St. Louis region, helping businesses of all kinds that are already in the region to grow and prosper. We're focused on talent attraction, workforce development, and lastly, marketing the St. Louis region nationally and internationally. We want to create the narrative that people hear and understand about the St. Louis region. So I've just jotted down a couple of things that we've done from an economic development point of view that I think has significance not only to the region, but to southwestern Illinois and to Madison County. So at a very high level, our team has worked very hard to identify and qualify new job creating projects. And so far this year, working with our partners, we've helped put 73 brand new job creation projects into our pipeline. At the end of the day, that's what we work very hard to do. So identify those projects that are going to create new jobs and opportunity in the region. In fact, today we've got 88 projects in our pipeline. So we're very proud of that. We actively work all of those. And I think the good news for Madison County is that the majority of those 88 projects are really involved in transportation, distribution, and manufacturing, what most people would say would be the sweet spot for this part of the Metro East. And a lot of those projects get there because of very proactive and targeted marketing that we do. And I believe in one-on-one, you know, very personal marketing. So far this year, we've conducted 21 marketing trips and marketing events, not only here in the region, but around the country. It's very important for us to get our story out as a region, what the regional assets are. And we've been able to do that with 197, I like to say 200, but 197 business executives around the country. So these are people who are corporate executives, these are people who are site selection consultants, these are real estate developers, and these folks are from all over the country. And across the desk, almost 200 times so far this year, we've been able to talk about the strengths of the St. Louis region. We've done that in just a couple, and I won't go through all 21, but just a couple. So, for example, in early June, Rhonda Soje and I from the Leadership Council of Southwest Illinois made a very valuable trip first to Pittsburgh. And we sat down with the executives of U.S. Steel and got to meet with some of the top folks. In fact, one of the gentlemen who's in their director of HR was the plant manager here in Granite City. So we had a great audience. In fact, it was less than 12 hours after they made the announcement that they were restarting Furnace B and adding 300 jobs. So it was an exciting time to be there, and it was also timing in a perfect way to thank them for their investment in southwestern Illinois and in the region. And I think that message got through clearly, and we pledged them our support and our community support to see them growing going forward. And then Rhonda and I went to Cleveland and talked to a number of other economic development professionals and business professionals and site consultants, again, telling the story, in this case primarily about what's happened along the levee here, that the levees were decertified and the success story that it's been to get them recertified, essentially putting Madison County and the whole Metro East back into the economic development and business recruitment business. One other that I'll mention, we hosted a number of folks from around the country at the 100th PGA Championship just about 3 weeks ago. We had business executives, and I'll say that one of the people that was there is actively looking at a site in Madison County. He's based in the southwestern part of the United States, so we invited him up to spend a couple of days at the tournament, but at the same time have the ability to continue to build that relationship with this gentleman and to, again, sell the assets of southwestern Illinois. So those are just a couple examples of what we do. And to end, what does winning look like for us? So far in 2018, we've been able to close 9 of these business recruitment projects. Those projects have resulted in over 2,600 net new jobs for the region and about $200 million in capital investment. Not one of those is in Madison County, not yet. We had a project here in June that looked at Lakeview Commerce Center. It's a 300-job project It is known to us as Project Forte, so we'll continue to keep you involved with that. And I'll stop there, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or clarify any of the points that I may not have made clearly.
So the majority of the things that are coming into our region actually are on the Missouri side?
So far this year, that's how the closed deals have worked out, yes.
How about the pipeline?
The pipeline? Thank you for asking. So we said there are 73 new projects coming into the pipeline. And in the last 12 months, so that's going back to September of last year, are 20 region-wide projects. So those are projects that are looking all 15 counties. Five of those are exclusively looking at and specified Southwest Illinois, and six of those specified Madison County. That's how those are broken up. Thank you for reminding me to bring that up.
Were there any projects last year?
The one project that actually got closed last year was the Boise Cascade project that one of our folks uncovered, and that was 15 jobs in Pontoon Beach. Would I like to see more? Absolutely. But that was one that came in within the last 12 months. That was a November 2017 project for us. But we're working many more.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, what connection did you have or input with the NGA situation where we didn't get it on our side?
I am happy to say that I was not involved. When I met with some of the NGA folks, John's laughing, but it's true. So you know, in 2010, we were contacted by the NGA, and they said, we want information, but this project is not going to leave the St. Louis region. They told us that up front. So at that point, we took ourselves out of the process. Because again, we're about bringing new jobs into the region, and because we knew at one time there were 25 sites on the list all over the region. So again, as the regional economic development entity, we stepped back. And we did not take a position either way going forward because it was destined to be in the region. So that's our first priority. And then we let the competition run from there. So thank you.
Do I have any other questions? Lisa?
I think you talked about Rhonda Sajay. So of the two entities, you partnered together. So for Madison County to support both, why would we? If you all seem to work together, why would we not go with one or the other?
Well,
can you tell me why we should stick with you?
So our organizations are different, but certainly complementary. So Rhonda's organization does not work individual economic development projects. So when I talked about Project Forte coming into town, they don't have the people or the expertise work those kinds of projects. On the other side of the coin, the Leadership Council of Southwest Illinois, for example, is highly focused on working closely with Scott Air Force Base, working on the levy issues, working on other community development and infrastructure issues, for example, in partnership with Bi-State. Those are the things they do best. So we work together, but we have different functions and different skills. Is that helpful?
And what did we decide with, I thought with the other organization, we decided not to do anything.
It's table.
Zero.
Leadership Council's table.
And this is 10,000.
And this is 10,000.
It even says it in
Anybody have any more questions for Mr. Alexander right now?
I was just curious, since I'm sorry I wasn't here last month, why did we lower from 30 to 10?
Motion was made to lower to $10,000 because people felt as because we were told we get the same benefits at $10,000 as we do at the $30,000.
There's this table here.
They,
this way, right?
Yeah. And that's what that was the decision that was made on the motion. Anybody have a problem with pushing administrative reports back and bringing old business forward now? Because on the way this is laid out on the agenda, it's kind of, see what I'm saying? We're going to talk about old business and then I'll bring administrative reports.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, that was the decision made, yes.
Yeah. Hey, Liz, look at your packet. This chart is in there. It's in your packet there. And it shows, you know, yeah, that you get the team.
Services for economics, for, I'm on finance. So, 10,000, 30,000, I mean, will you still service and do things for the area, or, I mean, do you have different fee schedules for different areas? So how does your organization work? So I can understand.
Our investors invest in the St. Louis Chamber to do regional economic development. We like to look at those as prepaid consulting hours. And to be perfectly honest, if you decided to make the number zero, I'm still going to work just as hard for Madison County and Granite City and Alton and Edwardsville as I would otherwise. So this is a demonstration of support for regional economic development. It's not fee for service. I'm going to be working with Trudy and Sam and James just the same way.
All right. Okay. I have a question. Is St. Clair County, are they members?
They are not currently members, have been in the past.
Okay, did they recently drop it?
Probably been at least 5 years.
How many counties on this side do you have?
So, I believe we just have Madison County right now. Hmm. I have a list of some. So, St. Charles County in Missouri, of course, St. Louis County, St. Louis City through the airport. Is an investor, O'Fallon, Illinois, O'Fallon, Missouri, Washington, Illinois. I've got a list of several that are...
So some municipalities, are you saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, some municipalities are members.
How many municipalities are members in Illinois, from Illinois?
Collinsville is a member. O'Fallon, Illinois is a member. Madison County, Illinois. Again, we appreciate your support. And of course, Bi-State Development and East-West Gateway Council of Governments are both regional investors as well. But those are the lists.
Kurt?
Mm-hmm. I would like to draw an analogy to another money that we provide, support that we provide to, for example, the University of Illinois Extension Fund. That provides Liz, you're familiar with that, I think, money for 4-H, money for garden clubs, money for a number of different things. That is support. We're not looking for anything in exchange. We're providing that money to support that organization. And what we've done, when we put that on our budget, that organization, in reliance on that, they're counting on that to be funded this year. I don't think it would be fair to the University of Illinois Extension Fund if we were to say, you know, I think this is a time we want to save some money and reduce your allocation. In the same way, I think what we did is we put support for the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council of $30,000 in the budget for fiscal year 18. We also did the same for the St. Louis Regional Chamber. Those organizations, I think they may be too polite to say it, but they relied on that. I mean, they put that in their budget as revenue. And so I would encourage this group to go forward and fulfill our budget as support for those organizations. And if we are looking to reduce the amount of support, we should consider that as a part of our budget cycle, which we're right in the middle of right now. So.
Thank you.
So from our last month's meeting, we kind of made a decision in a vacuum, but you'd say. I mean, we didn't take into consideration the budget factors and the impact to the other
Well, we have no contract that we've signed.
Right.
We have no legal obligation, but again, when we put that in our budget, as we have in years before, these organizations rely on that. And then, so I guess I'm saying that it would be more appropriate that we would, I think, if we want to lower that support, that we should consider that a part of, in an organized way, as a part of our budget, because I support going forward with the University of Illinois Extension Fund, because they're relying on that. That's in our budget. They expect to receive that this year. So I kind of make that analogy.
So I wasn't at last month's meeting. When you say lower it, are you saying we should still do it at 30,000, or did they agree to do it at 10,000? You agreed to 10,000 last month, right?
Well, okay. And again, and that's so my comment was, we made that in a vacuum in the sense that we didn't consider all of the factors. Just a thought.
I'm saying that these organizations, because they know that this is in our budget, they're relying on receiving that income. They've hired people in reliance on that. I think that it's fully appropriate for this committee to consider reducing the support to these organizations going forward, that I think it would be better to do it in a more organized way, do it as part of our budget process.
I'm sorry.
But isn't that what we were looking at, that it would be for next year's budget, we would drop it to 10 instead of doing the 30,000, that we don't pay them at the end of the year? Am I wrong?
We have not fulfilled, our budget still remains, we have not expended that money for fiscal year 18.
But I don't think everyone was looking at, unless I'm incorrect, I think we were looking at the years going forward. Next year and not this year, or were we looking at this year?
The dates on here are August 2018 to July 31st, 2019.
So it is for the
year. This year. This budget year.
This budget year.
This budget year. Mm-hmm.
So 2019?
2018 through July of 2019.
So they're on a different fiscal year than we are.
Right.
But again, we have a budget in our budget for fiscal 18 that we have not expended
$30,000.
We've not expended any yet to the University of Illinois Extension Fund. We've not expended anything to the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council, and we have not expended anything to the St. Louis Regional Chamber.
So are you saying we have the $30,000 there in this year's budget?
My question is, the chairman here is, can we re-vote on this since we've already passed it, but at the $10,000? Technically, we passed it and we sent it on to finance. It's technically not on our hands anymore. Would this be better if it came up with the finance and they made the motion to increase it to $30,000, because we've already passed this issue? I'm just sitting there thinking about it. I mean,
I understand
no longer
the vacuum part too, but we made these decisions based on lengthy discussions with staff and what value we placed on these dollars. And I have voted for $30,000 before, but after having these lengthy discussions with staff, I think we came to a conclusion that, okay, we're looking to cut dollars everywhere, that this might be a place to cut the dollars. And I you know, maybe we did it in a vacuum, but I don't see it that way. I think we're given advice from staff, and that's the direction this committee took.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does anybody know, can we as a committee even,
I don't know.
Kind of a real question.
Do
there.
Do we do do-overs?
I've never done anything like that.
It went from a resolution to a request for purchase because of the amount change. So it would have to go.
So they moved it as a request for a purchase,
yes,
at the $10,000 rate.
Yes.
So this will be this will come forward as a new resolution.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand.
$30,000 requires it to be a resolution. Anything under that would be a request for purchase.
So this would be a new resolution.
You'd have to come back as another resolution.
For
$30,000.
$30,000.
But has it been a resolution in the past?
It was, and then when they dropped it to 10,000, it became a request for purchase, okay. Which goes to finance as a request for purchase.
We can't clutter old business.
So I guess then, as one from the finance committee, if we would choose to change it, I semi agree with you, Bruce, that you know you did it, and I semi agree with it. I understand it's for their fiscal year; it's not the same as ours. But then, why wasn't this brought up, you know, in July more or earlier? So I have a tendency to agree with Bruce and keep it as is, but that is up to you all. I'm here to look for your direction, since I didn't hear all of everything from last month.
At what level do other counties usually participate?
It's all over. Tabitha, you can help me with that.
It ranges from anywhere of our president circle to our chairman circle, which, to give you kind of ballpark, it's from 10,000 to 100,000, depending on their level of investment, engagement with the chamber.
I guess that's where this table is sketchy to me. You have 10,000 plus is president circle, and 50 plus is chairman circle. So the in between, you know, if you're 30,000, I guess, what's in between 10 and 50, and why did 30? That's why 10,000 makes sense to me. I mean, if you have a different chart, you can make that would tell me what 30,000 is specifically for. Why are we giving extra 20,000?
I think you could look as an investment in staff for them.
Okay.
For them to have people on hand to actually do this stuff when it comes up.
Okay. So being the new guy, does anybody know where the 30,000 came from?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Why not 35?
I think it was 20. 50, wasn't it? And then it bumped down to
30. I saw a 60 on here, but it might have been for 2 years.
Well, we, I think, had paid 50 in the past and then bumped it down to 30.
No, we haven't paid 50.
We were paying
30.
Like
we were 10 to 30.
10 to 15.
We haven't paid. Trudy
gave us a thing with the history. History's checkered. There was years where we weren't members. I've said that several times. When they had problems with the chamber, we dropped out.
2008, we were at 60.
2008, we paid 60.
In 2008.
Then it went 30.
Was that 2 years?
But it looked like it was a 2 year.
It was a 2 year.
That sounds like 2 years.
It was a 2 year.
Well, I wasn't on the board at that time, so I don't know.
I wasn't.
It
made
over
time around the very back of the package.
Right.
Last year.
But I'm still referring back to the chairman's question. Can we even vote on that today anyway?
I don't think we can. It's under old business, so you can vote.
Yeah, it's under old business. We can vote on it. But as Cynthia was saying, since we made a motion for $10,000, that would be a purchase request and not a resolution. This is $30,000 would be a resolution. Is that right?
Is that a revised resolution?
It would have to be a revised resolution. Yeah.
New one.
We revised the resolution last month. Here and then, when it got to Linda Ogden, she said because it's $10,000,
it
shouldn't
to
be a resolution.
Okay.
So she changed that. So I think if you want to up it again, you have to.
It's a new resolution.
What if we don't want to up it? What if we want to vote today on $10,000?
We already did.
So it's done.
So really, the thing though is, like. We're looking at this as what do you get for 10, what do you get for 50? This is, you get some things like tickets to dinners and such, but I think he's saying, do you buy into the regional investment in, like with the U of I Extension Garden Club? As a county, right, like what are we getting for that? We're investing in that. Maybe not seeing, you know, does that make, like, so at the 50 level, we aren't it's an investment. It's, if you look at this, it is like, yeah, why wouldn't you do the 10? Mm-hmm. But like he said, they're going to work for us for nothing, mm-hmm. even if we give them nothing. But that doesn't seem right.
I kind of look at the University of Illinois as a totally different subject than this.
It is.
It's not even comparable.
It's a nutritional program. Yeah, it's master gardeners.
It's what our county stands for.
Education. Yeah. I mean, it goes to anybody that wants to use those programs.
It's totally different.
It's an entirely different program thing. It's not a garden club.
No. No.
How much do we give to the
county?
All right, get back on track here. Would anybody like to make a resolution to do $30,000 to the St. Louis Regional Chamber?
I feel like, well, Bruce, we already voted on 10.
I'm just asking if anybody wants to make a motion.
Made that decision after a long discussion.
Mm-hmm. We did.
So the staff, you're saying that, you know, it immaterial to you, or there was a reason why they lowered it to 10?
Were you not here at the last meeting?
No.
Okay.
And that's what, okay. I'm sorry. To...
No, we said we get a lot of requests for proposals and that kind of thing from the St. Louis Regional Chamber. You know, we compare that economic development, what we get from them in terms of economic development versus like Southwest leadership, and felt like it was important to continue to be a part of that effort.
Right.
I think then the conversation became, why don't we pay 10 or why don't we pay 50? Where did we come up with 30 that doesn't fall into one of these categories?
And then, we'd get the same level of mm-hmm. service for 10 grand versus.
Right. So that's how, I remember correctly, that was basically the conversation
mm-hmm. that we came up with.
Yeah,
that was a lot of it, yes.
And there was a long discussion on it, probably.
So again, I mean, I don't think there's any question on that discussion. What new information is the impact to from that Chairman Prenzler brought up with regard to impact to them because it's in their budget.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at the chamber as being a big helper in promoting. Do you have any impact on the tourism or anything like that too?
We generally don't get involved in tourism issues. You know, we know that there's a lot of different tourism agencies here. Mm-hmm. Again, our focus is regional economic development in terms of recruiting new companies and new jobs.
That's
our mission from our board.
Mm-hmm. What was the reason St. Clair County dropped out?
I couldn't tell you.
Mr. Nash, do you have anything to say on this topic?
If I could. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is John Nations. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of Bi-State Development here in St. Louis. Bi-State Development exists by virtue of an agreement between Missouri and Illinois on the Illinois side of the river. Our jurisdiction includes Madison, St. Clair, and Monroe County. On the Missouri side of the river, it includes St. Charles, St. Louis, St. Louis City, and Jefferson County. We are a regional economic development company formed by an act of Congress pursuant to an agreement between the states. Our business operations include the Metro Public Transit System, which is the Metro Bus, the Metro Lincoln Colorado. Although we don't run public transit here in Madison County, we have a strong partnership with Madison County Transit. We operate the Gateway Arch. We have since it was constructed. We own the third busiest airport in the state of Illinois, which is St. Louis Downtown in St. Clair County. But one of the reasons that drives me to come here today on this particular issue is in 2014, Bi-State was selected to be the Regional Freight and Logistics District for St. Louis. We have now branded that the St. Louis Regional Freightway. It has been called the highest economic development priority in our region, and rightfully so, because St. Louis has all of the assets that it takes to transform its economy going through the 21st century. We are the furthest point you can get north on the Mississippi River, unobstructed by locks and dams, all the way from the Gulf. We have airport capacity, highway capacity. We are the third busiest inland port in the country as it is. We have the third busiest rail yard in the country. All of the elements are here. One of the things that came out of the discussion a few years ago was, we have all these assets. Why isn't the freight and logistics business doing better in St. Louis? The reason was because nobody got up every day to work on it. believe it or not, in the St. Louis region. 2014, we were selected by East-West Gateway to be the freight and logistics. What's important about that for Madison County is, I always hate to say in this region that something was the driving force, okay, because that normally gets me into trouble with somebody. But let's just say that Madison County was a driving force in getting the Freight and Logistics District established in St. Louis to concentrate on this area of the economy. What you have going on with the Gateway Commerce Center and America's Central Port and a lot of the other assets you have is extremely critical to the success of Madison County. When the Freightway was formed and given to us as the region's highest economic development responsibility, there was different talk about how things are funded. You're sitting here talking about how much do I pay the chamber and what do I get for it. Let's talk about the region as a whole. We have the regional freightway that is costing us about $800,000 a year, which Madison County contributes nothing. You don't pay for it. Even though Madison County was a driving force, it's funded in other ways. How do we do that? Because we build partnerships throughout the region with great partners like the St. Louis Regional Chamber, with the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council, with jurisdictions who fund our operations in a variety of ways. We're providing tremendous value for Madison County, and it makes Madison County a leader in the freight and logistics industry. One of the things that we ask as we build those partnerships is you help support our partnerships as well. You know, Chairman Prensler's been a tremendous supporter of the Freight District, Dennis Wilmsmeyer, and the work we've done with him at America's Central Port, the Gateway Commerce Center, and all kinds of things are adding substantial value for Madison County and consequently to our region. Having been an elected official for a long time, I was a three-term mayor of the city of Chesterfield, Missouri, with about 50,000 people out in West St. Louis County, and building that community after the flood and turning it into what it is. I've been in economic development for a long time. Some of the things we spend money on, because there is a direct, calculable, monetary benefit in the community. Sometimes it's a benefit that's a little bit harder to measure, but nevertheless, it benefits us. As I always said when I was mayor of Chesterfield, I can do everything I want in the city of Chesterfield, but if St. Louis County is a failure, it's not going to do me any good. If the city of St. Louis is a failure, it's not going to do me any good. We exist in a region, and what we're doing in the 21st century here in St. Louis is realizing that the people we're competing with are not people we see out of our windows. We're competing with people across the country, and we're competing with people across the globe. In the 3 years since we put the freightway in, we've made tremendous progress giving St. Louis a national reputation for freight and logistics. In the last year and a half, we have signed memorandums of understanding with both the Port of New Orleans and the Port of Plaquemines, Louisiana. Why is that important? The reason that's important is that the port districts in southern Louisiana is the busiest port area in the world. They are now revolutionizing how cargo will move up the corridor and disrupt the supply chains across the country in order to bring 20-foot equivalent unit containers up the Mississippi River to intermodal ports here in St. Louis. These are the types of things that are hard to measure, but it's what you're investing in when you invest in the regional chamber, when you invest in the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council. While you don't fund it directly, by helping fund the partners, you create a better future for Madison County and, frankly, for the entire St. Louis region. And it's like I say, when the freightway was put together, Madison County was the driving force at East-West Gateway to get it done. Madison County doesn't pay a dime for it. All the marketing we do, all the planning we do, all the logistics we do, you don't, that doesn't come up on your sheet. You don't see what you're not paying. What you're looking at is what you're paying. What I would encourage you to do, if you want Madison County to be successful in the future and help us get into the 21st century, I would ask you to fully fund the chamber and what they request. I would ask you to fund the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council. While you don't see this a lot around your table, these partnerships are extremely critical to our region, to advance our region and to advance our economy. We are competing with areas around the country. I don't know whether you're familiar yet with the mega region concept that's going on and where the mega regions are going to be and what it takes to take a place like St. Louis and our entire region and make it competitive and successful. In our 3 years, because of investments in things like the Chamber and Southwest Illinois Leadership Council, two major projects got funded this year. One is the Merchants Rail Bridge over the Mississippi in downtown St. Louis. More freight moves across the river in downtown St. Louis than any place else on the Mississippi. That is an over more than $200 million project. The I-270 bridge is going to be replaced. These are hundreds of millions of dollars coming directly in because we've prioritized the freight and logistics infrastructure necessary to make it successful. Consequently, to make you successful. Now, I realize you don't always see that in the paper, you don't always see it in the budgets. It's hard sometimes to get the regional picture and follow how all of the money goes. But what I can tell you is, we are able to take St. Louis and advance it on a national and international stage because of opportunities you don't have time or the patience to listen to me talk about this afternoon. From the new Panama Canal and the investment in the Gulf and disrupting the supply chain in the center portion of the country, St. Louis is perfectly positioned to do that. We have to recognize that we have to market our region like never before. And this is not a time to cut back on marketing for our region, to come back on the commitment to the future. So frankly, what I would ask you to do, you get a lot that you're not paying for. You're also getting a lot for what you are paying for. And I would ask you to help support that entire regional effort that is directly benefiting Madison County by funding the regional chamber and funding the South Coast Illinois Leadership Council. Thank you.
Thank you.
How many people are in your employment?
The St. Louis Regional Chamber employs in total about 45 people. The economic development team is five full-time people and generally a couple of interns, but there are a lot of other parts of the chamber, like our research and analysis, that supports what we do. But those are our overall numbers.
And then what's your annual budget?
It's about $8.5 million annual budget.
And how much of that is wages?
I believe, I don't know, it's between 55 and 60%. Is my recollection, which is Chamber of Commerce benchmark that we try to adhere to. But it's right in that range.
What was the breakdown?
55 to 60%, and that is salary budget.
Salary.
That's 8.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask again, did we make a decision in a vacuum?
I'm looking at the minutes, Ann. You're the one who made the motion to lower
I know. And that's why I'm willing to bring it up, because I'm willing to admit that maybe, you know, we post haste and jumped to a conclusion that we didn't have a lot of the factors.
Yeah. I agree with you, and it was based on looking at a spreadsheet like this and not thinking of the larger picture.
Right.
Yeah, just based on the chart, we don't get all the information.
Well, I do. We looked at all the numbers that were here, and the question was, and I think the mode of, kind of our mode of operation was, where can we cut? Let's cut. And I actually, from a business perspective, I appreciate you helping us look at the big picture, but I also respect, chairman's the consideration on budgets, right? If this is something that they've had in their budget. So I think it's something to look at, and if we decide to make a motion and it is passed, we can always look at next year changing it, and we have a little bit more information. Right. So I think from my perspective, I made a decision in a vacuum. I can't speak for anybody else.
Would anybody like to make a motion to approve a $30,000 commitment to the St. Louis Regional Chamber?
I'll make a motion to change it or bring it back to $30,000 for the chamber.
For this year?
I have a question.
For this year.
Hold on. I need a second.
Did you second?
I'll second.
All right, motion by Liz, second by Ann.
Can we discuss? Yes. So what happens to the purchase request? Did that already go out, or it was going to finance?
It's finance Wednesday. Agenda, but it hasn't happened yet.
So what happens?
It'll just get pulled.
Okay. And the resolution will go to finance.
Yeah, and the resolution will go to finance now at $30,000. Any other questions?
I guess my only question to you all, since again this is more your area of expertise, I agreed with your decision, I'm somewhat convinced, to up it to 34 due to the fact of their budget. But then I'm probably not willing to, on a personal level, I can't speak for any other board member, that I probably wouldn't finance. I would do 10,000 to the Southwestern Illinois.
That's not.
We're not discussing that right now.
But I'm just, if.
Well, if we do this, I mean, we already kind of decided not to do that. I'm satisfied. If we're going to do this, I'm not going to do it.
We're getting off topic.
Okay.
All right, let's vote. Judy?
Yes.
Jesse? Chrissy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Liz?
Yes.
Erica? All right. This is the original. I will need to have a revised one.
Original, revised, original.
Oh, I got the original, so. Do I?
That's the dynamo.
Yeah, 10,000. 30 minutes.
Yeah. So we don't have.
So I'm saying, I'll have that, though. I'll sign it.
What do you want me to do?
We'll have to retype the original. Or just pull the original out and have all the erased signatures and the $10,000 notation and all that.
Well, it sounds like they do a different thing.
Oh, you guys gotta go? All right, nothing else to vote on? Would anybody like to make a motion to bring leadership council resolution off the table? Before I let people go here. All right. Yeah. All right, Chrissy, Ann, Bruce, you guys gotta go to IT?
Yeah.
We'll pick a 7. All right. Yeah, we'll have to have the resolution just brought back so we can sign it. I guess we can walk it around and have everybody sign it.
Well, doesn't finance have it?
Finance doesn't have it.
They have
a purchase.
The purchase report.
Nobody has it.
Nobody has it.
I don't know where it's at.
We revised it at the last meeting, so we have to.
It was pulled at finance, so who's got the original?
Kim will probably have it.
Kim will have it.
Kim's got it, okay.
All right, thank you.
German?
I've got administrative reports.
I'll be fast. So last month, I said every month I was going to bring you charts with the number working and the number in the workforce, number employed. Well, my person this month, the DES, the labor market person, sent me the numbers and they made no sense. They both dropped 1,000. So she told me that happens sometimes because employers don't report on time. So instead of bringing you bad numbers that should be updated hopefully before next month, and I'll get you 2 months at the same time. So, so if the numbers don't make sense, I don't want to share them. So, we're working with the Master of Marketing Research Program at SIU to do 2 surveys for us in St. Clair County combined, just to get general knowledge of what people know about the workforce programs in this area. We're going to be surveying households and individuals, and then also businesses. So the individuals is a final project for a student in the Master of Marketing Research program. And the head of the program said he would take on the project of surveying the businesses. And we all know only great quality people come out of that program. So. So that's where I reached out. We got our new vehicle, and in the great world of government, we still can't drive it because we have to wait for a check from the auditor to get the plate to put on so we can drive it. So the man made it one more time to Bloomington last week. So.
Good. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Yep.
Anything from community development?
Tomorrow and Wednesday, we have our 2-day workshop that you all approved. Our Madison County in Crisis, we have 70 people signed up for that, and so it's going to be a good turnout.
All right,
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
I had one question. I failed to bring it with me. I think I received a letter from somebody about a community development workers' contract or something to that effect? Do you know anything about
carpenters?
The carpenters, yeah.
Grievance.
Okay. What, I mean, how does it affect? Oh, that's a grievance.
I'm assuming the administration will deal with the grievance. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is personnel, so they're going to have to deal with this.
Okay. Okay.
No, you asked the same thing I was wondering.
Yeah, I saw that.
Even their lunch and meal.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you very much, everybody.
You know I would.
The what?
Okay.
Resolution for the certain.
Thank you.